preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman.
Welcome to the show, folks. Thank you for tuning in, the Trump Phenomenon. For the next 60 minutes, I'm your host, James Kelso, on this live show that covers the Trump phenomenon. And boy, what a day we have had today. The continuation of the nasty Nadler hearings in Washington, the unveiling of the Michael Horowitz Justice Department Inspector General report. And, wow, these things are happening faster than we can keep track of them. So we'll try. We'll try tonight. And you can help out at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I just spoke with John Stadtmiller, who is the man who created the Republic Broadcasting Network, and he just admonished me for dropping an F-bomb in my show last night, so I apologize to my audience here for doing that. the person I was quoting was Niels Herit, the top level chemist at the Niels Bohr Institute, the University of Copenhagen, and he... You actually heard him use the phrase, and then I quoted him. Anyway, shouldn't do that on radio, and all of us radio hosts know that, so shame on me. Here we are, and you know, I just saw something else. Niels Herit, I can't speak highly enough of this incredible, incredible man. He must be about, he was born in 1945, January of 1945, so I was born in 48, so he's about 3 years older than I am. I'm 71, so he must be about 74. And the, I guess I'm about 71, huh? Well, anyway, the, he made these incredible statements, we went into it in depth yesterday, so I'll just kind of a little recap here. He said that 9/11 is the most important event in his life. This is a guy living in Copenhagen, not in, you know, Minneapolis or St. Louis, in Copenhagen. And someone who's not who's in politics or talk radio, he's in highest level chemistry. So how can he say something like that? And then, interesting, this is, connects with you out there, the Patriot audience. How did he come across? How did he encounter this thing that's the most important thing in his life, the event of his life? I mean, he said the most important event of his life. I don't even, I don't know what else he's including there. That's a big statement. And he said, I'm using big words. As he was speaking in English, of course, it's not his native language, doing incredibly well. Somebody gave his wife a DVD that was generated by Richard Gage's efforts at ae911truth.org. He saw this DVD. Now, this is the kind of thing that you folks out there do when you tell somebody, hey, tune in John Stadtmiller's network, or hey, take a look at this DVD, or listen to this archive. That's the sort of thing you do, word of mouth, person to person, passing along Patriot messages. Well, somebody did that, and his wife looked at it, showed it to her husband, Niels Herit, and he said, here's how he summarized that. He said, there's before 9/11 and there's after 9/11. Oh, and let me specifically, of course, everybody knows about 9/11, but not everybody knows everything that happened on 9/11. And Niels Herit was one of those, like so many others, like the majority of most people don't know about World Trade Center building number 7. Do you? Most of you out there nod and say, yes, you do. But there are some people who heard my voice right now who don't know what Kelso is talking about. World Trade Center, WTC 7. What is that? Why is he so excited about a building? That's the building, and then this guy's intellect towers over mine, Niels Herit. He says, some of you may have had trouble with your chemistry or physics teachers. He said, but you all learned this. Two airplanes striking three buildings. What's wrong with that picture? Two airplanes can strike two buildings, but they can't strike three buildings. And of course, no plane struck World Trade Center 7, but it fell down exactly in the same manner as World Trade Center 1 and 2. So anyway, he said, after I saw that, he said, all I had to do, I had to see, he said, why did no one show me that picture? Why did no one show me that image, that little video clip, less than 10 seconds of World Trade Center 7 falling at freeze fall speed? All by itself, 5 hours after the other two buildings fell. All by itself, just up and decided, I'd feel like falling, I'm going to fall right now. Down it came. Well, meanwhile, there were firefighters workers, mysterious workers running out of the building. They're on film, you can watch them, running out of the building saying, get out of here, get out of here. This building's going to blow up. What? Who are those guys in hard hats running out of the building saying, this building's gonna blow up? Has anybody interviewed these guys or investigated? Or, you know, has the FBI investigated these people whose faces are on film saying, this building's gonna blow up? They're still out there. These are younger guys. They're still out there today. Somebody who wanted to investigate, that's the key word, I investigate. Anyway, so Niels Herit said, you know what? There's before 9/11 and there's after 9/11. He said, there's before World Trade Center 7 and after World Trade Center 7. It's changed his whole life. As a chemist at the Niels Bohr Institute, he has spent his life since then, and I don't know what he's doing now. I hope he's alive. I'll have to check right after tonight's show. But anyway, he has spent his life exposing the fact that the biggest mistake that our enemies have ever made, he said, is World Trade Center 7. And that's where I got that F-bomb in yesterday when he said he was quoting. Now, who was he quoting? Who said that? It was the father of Bobby McIlvaine. I forget his first name. The father of Bobby McIlvaine, who's a young, you know, bright-eyed young man who was in the lobby of one of the towers and was blown up. His face, he said, the father said his face was blown off. One of his arms was blown off. He died in an explosion. Remember those workers running out of World Trade Center 7? Get out of here. This building's about to explode. And then right after they say that, you're ba-boom, kaboom, ba-boom. It was exploding inside, controlled demolition. But the father of Bobby McIlvaine is the one who said they effed up, they blanked up when they blew up World Trade Center 7. And he's the father of Bobby McIlvaine who said, I'm going to get justice for my son. Now, there are 3,000 other families who lost a son or a daughter, a mother or a father, a brother or a sister, in that murder, that mass, talk about mass murder. There it is. Now, by the way, speaking of mass murder, the report came out today that, again, Donald Trump was right. I'm going to give two Donald Trump, I'm going to now speak more encomiums to Donald Trump. Two more Trump was right points. Remember when Trump came into office, he had a meeting with his, he brought the army brass in and other services, brought the brass in. He said, I want to get out of Afghanistan. I want to get out of Afghanistan now. And was it Lieutenant Colonel McGregor? I just saw him on TV a moment ago. Lieutenant Colonel McGregor said, every general staff person in the room said, no, 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 Mr. President, you can't do that. We're just about to accomplish. We're getting so much done. We're making so much progress. Don't leave now. It'll be a catastrophe if you leave now. Turns out the president was right. A report came out today saying that there has been a mass cover-up, a massive cover-up, better word, that has extended through three presidencies where the general staff has been lying to us, saying that they were accomplishing all sorts of things in Afghanistan where they weren't, saying they were succeeding where they weren't, saying that they were making progress when they were flat out failing continuously. They didn't know what they were doing when they got there. They don't know what they're doing now. And most importantly, young people like Bobby McIlvaine, young Americans, have been dying because these people can't tell the truth to you or the president. So anyway, the president turns out to be right again. And Lieutenant Colonel McGregor said this is a great opportunity, a great moment for the president to bring these guys back into his office and say, hey, you lied to me, and get the hell out of Iraq. And well, that too, but out of Afghanistan. That was one, Donald Trump. So chalk that one up. Check that point there. Trump was right. Here's another Trump was right point. I just saw a headline. I was just in a supermarket and I looked at the newspaper and a cover story. This is a Minnesota newspaper and the Star Tribune. And in it, this cover story was counties. Now, the Star Tribune is wringing their hands. They're all upset about this, having a freak out. Here's what, something I didn't notice this. I didn't realize how important this was. A brilliant move by Donald Trump. Brilliant, brilliant. I had a little debate the other night with somebody who's, you know, didn't think Donald Trump was doing all that. He wasn't delivering. He's not blah, blah, blah. You know, wah, wah, wah. Donald Trump isn't perfect. And I said, no, Donald Trump has done more than he promised and more things, and he's done more of it. Here's an amazing thing he did. And how did I lose track of this? He issued an executive order requiring that every county in America that is going to be having refugees, like people from Afghanistan, rammed down their throat, every county that's getting these refugees pumped in by the federal deep state has to vote their county supervisors or whoever runs the county has to vote. Do you want these refugees or not? In other words, they can't be pushed on the county without the permission of the county government. Brilliant. Brilliant. But why didn't somebody else think of that? Now, this is starting to play out. I don't have the number of the executive order. One of you callers there that can track it down real quickly. What's the executive order number? And have you got the text in front of you? Can you, there's a list of all of his orders. It's online. I'll try to go to it quickly here. First opportunity. But this, there's a particular county here in Minnesota, and they were giving the example. They just took their vote, and they're having all this hand-wringing about, are we racists? The county in question, it's the county in which the town of Willmar is. It's this town in Minnesota. And the county, which I'm not familiar with, familiar with Willmar, but the county name is a kind of a weird one. Anyway, I'll have that for you before the end of the show. The whole county has 19,000 people in it. Yes, we're out in the country here, folks. 19,000 people. And they have 3,000 so-called refugees. 19,000. Rural Minnesota. Why are refugees in rural Minnesota? Why are there any? But there are 3,000. Now, I don't think this is like a typical. This is what's going on all over America. They just took their vote as to whether they're going to accept, whether the president has ordered that if they are going to get any refugees, they first must vote or no refugees will be sent out. So I really wish they hadn't voted. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, they voted 3-2 in favor of receiving more refugees. 3-2. And of course, the three people who voted, liberals, politically correct, we don't want to be called racists, idiots. But at least there were two people who voted no. So there are 3,100 plus counties in America. They're all having to vote on this. My county up here in North Dakota is having to vote on this. I better check this out. I better see what's going on. I better get down to that. I guess it's the county supervisors. I know we've got one really good county supervisor. I need to get in on this. But this is a brilliant move by the president where, you know, you've often heard this statement, hey, nobody ever asked us whether we wanted this refugee invasion. Nobody ever asked us whether we want open borders. Well, here's the president, genius, just with an executive order. You see what I'm trying to say about this man's genius? He just got out his pen. He uses these Sharpies. I'm holding one now. He uses these Sharpies. He got his pen out. Have you seen the way he takes notes and writes notes to himself and signs his name? It's big. It's bold. He got out a piece of paper and he wrote down an executive order. Every county, and this came out of his imagination, every county, if we're going to send, I'm the president. I'm the executive branch. It's my branch that's sending all these clowns out to you, rural America, 3,100 plus counties. I want to know whether it's okay with you, and I'm not going to send any out until you give me the permission. You see, and this is something that would clear the Supreme Court, maybe. This is something that this is part of the genius of Donald Trump. It's the art of the possible. He does have a pen. He can write executive orders. He can't write everything. He can't write an executive order saying there will not be another, immigrant invader in this country. He can't write that order. We'll be right back. I want to expostulate a little bit on this little moment of genius from our president, because it relates to your county. You're right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised
in no ghetto. White boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hey, I'm back doing my thing here in North Dakota. And hey, I'm all the more proud of North Dakota at this moment, because during the break, you know, man, where have I been? I just looked this up. You know what the first county in America that might block the further resettlement of refugees into it? You know what state it's in? Hey, God bless North Dakota. right here in North Dakota. And what a patriot state this is. Voted 2-1 for Donald Trump, and will do so at least as much in 2020. And here's what the president, here's his order. Well, how did I miss this? Wake up, Kelso. September 26, 2019, executive order from the president of the United States, titled Executive Order on Enhancing State and Local Involvement in Refugee Resettlement. By the way, let me tell you the name of that county. It's Burleigh, if you want to know where you might move. Burleigh County, B-U-R-L-E-I-G-H, Burleigh. It's the home of our capital, Bismarck, North Dakota. I'm up in Grand Forks County. But I got to check out my county. We need to have that vote. We got a lot of refugees that we got shoved into this county. Think of those poor people in that county at Wilmar. 19,000 people and 3,000 refugees. Folks, that's a takeover. 3,000 organized, Nigerians, Somalians, Indians, Afghanis. You can't absorb that population and not have your county forever. What is the absorption of immigrants? What happens the invasion of immigrants, when they invade, that is forever. Some things are forever. The Executive Order on Enhancing State and Local Involvement in Refugee Resettlement. Let me read it. By the authority vested, imagine Donald Trump's voice here, by the authority vested in me as president, by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, it is hereby ordered as follows. See, this is something he can do. All of you nitpickers out there who want him to walk on water. Section 1, purpose. In resettling refugees into American communities, it is the policy of the United States. See, he sets this policy, doesn't he? To cooperate and consult with state and local governments, to take into account the preferences of state governments, and to provide a pathway for refugees to become self-sufficient. These policies support each other. Close cooperation with state and local governments ensures that refugees are resettled in communities that are eager and equipped to support their successful integration into American society and the labor force. See, he's covered his bases there with a court challenge. Oh, see, I'm not a racist. I want these, if they're admitted, I want them to be admitted successfully. Okay, well, he doesn't want them admitted, just flat out. But you can't say that in an executive order. You know, ain't going to be no refugees in this county. You can't say that because the pukes in the various courts will strike it down as racist. Then he goes on. The federal government consults with state and local governments not only to identify the best environments for refugees, but also to be respectful of those communities that may not be able to accommodate refugee resettlement. And he goes on. He gives his rationale for this order. He's covering his bases here brilliantly, I might add. Section he makes other. I wish I could read the whole thing. Every set paragraph is brilliant. I have consulted. Let me see here. Let me get to the key sentence for you. I have consulted with the Secretary of State and determined that, with limited exceptions, the federal government, as an exercise of its broad discretion concerning refugee placement accorded to it by the Constitution and the Immigration and Nationality Act, here's the operative language, folks, should resettle refugees only, that adverb is the key, only in those jurisdictions in which both the state and local governments, oh, it's better than I thought, both state and local, have consented to receive refugees under the Department of State's Reception and Placement Program. Wow. So, folks, your county, this hits home right where you are. What county do you live in? Who runs your county? Who's the Board of Supervisors, whatever? Your county, the senior legislative executive agency of your county, find out. The president has said, we've got to have their permission to send another refugee into your county. Within 90 days of the date of this order, so it was September, within 90 days of the date of this order, the Secretary of State and Secretary of Health and Human Services shall develop and implement a process to determine whether the state and locality both consent in writing to the resettlement of refugees. Oh, got a break here. Take the time during this break to sing the praises of this genius. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks.
A man is hard to be.
And boy, I'll tell you what, you know, you've got to appreciate, you know, as I say, I'm proud to be a Trump groupie and a cheerleader. And this is an example. This is a classic example of it. I'm just reading up here during the break. Burleigh County, which is the home of the capital Bismarck of North Dakota, is debating this question tonight as their county meeting. And so probably as we speak, it's being debated. And they are considering, and where did it come? How did it come up? Lutheran Social Services, who are the key people bringing refugees into this state. Lutheran Social Services, you hear about it all the time. This is a very Lutheran state. The Germans that are here are Lutherans. The Norwegians, most of them are Lutherans. And that's half the population here, German. The 30% of us in North Dakota that are Norwegian are all Lutheran. The 7% that are Swedes are all Lutheran, historically, whether they go to church or not. But this is a very Lutheran state. So the Lutheran church is everywhere. And Lutheran Social Services is the kumbaya, feel-good, touchy-feely, moonbeam dopes who bring these refugees in. They've got offices all over the state. They're open all the time. They're, you know, they're helping out those refugees. Got to help those you don't want to be a racist, do you? Better be helping a refugee from Somalia or, Bhutan. Yeah, Bhutan. Did you ever hear of Bhutan? You know, North Dakota, home to a huge Bhutanese population. Bhutan, Bhutan. Look it up. Adjacent to Nepal and India. What? Mountainous kingdom in the middle of nowhere. Can you imagine what people in Bhutan must think? You know, when the word gets around, they get a call, a cell phone call from their Bhutanese cousin in North Dakota saying, come on, you know, Jingpu Jop, whatever their names are, get out here. Come on. What do they say? What's that ZZ Top song? No, it's not ZZ Top. Something. Work for money and the chicks are free. What's that? How does that song go? Dire Straits. Money for nothing and the chicks are free. That's probably what they're messaging back to Bhutan and all these other places. What's wrong with these people? What's wrong with them? We don't need to leave Bhutan. Our people have lived in Bhutan for how many thousands of years? Time immemorial. We don't have to leave Bhutan. Why America? How do you think they get here, by the way? Do you think they save up their pennies in Bhutan and then book a flight on Orbitz to get to North Dakota? I don't think so. No. Lutheran Social Services arranges flights, and they take money from the farmers and the people here, and they bring in plane load after plane load of these people. Then they give them cars, give them apartments, give them food, money, cash money. They admit them into the university for free. They put them in all the high schools. They give them special English as a second language teachers. I mean, folks, it's mind-boggling. And Donald Trump is that man who came along and said, enough of this crap. And this executive order, I can see how I missed it. It's recent. I feel a little bit better about myself. It's been out since September 19th or something. So how I'm almost three months out of touch here, but I finally saw it, and it's beautiful. And the fact that Burley County is having to decide, well, I'm looking at the news story on it. I don't have the result. Whether they probably will postpone it, I'm thinking, but under the executive order, this is from states and localities need to provide consent in writing in order to have refugees resettled in their communities. So Lutheran Social Services came to the county board in Burley County saying, hey, egads, the sky is falling. Oh, my goodness. We can't get any more of these precious refugees unless you vote yes. A Lutheran group, that's Lutheran Social Services, asked Burley County, the home of the state capital of Bismarck, earlier this month to agree to allow more refugees to settle in the area. Now, by the way, folks, you know, we talked about the fact that, money for nothing and the chicks are free. You know who gets money for nothing? I don't know if they get free chicks, too. Lutheran Social Services. This is a big industry, folks. You get a lot of money from those federales. There's a lot of billions of dollars that Donald Trump is trying to choke off. Now, more brilliance from Donald Trump. From all you naysayers out there, still, oh no, he's doing something else wrong. He's not delivering on something else. I can think of something. Give me a minute. I'll think of it. Yes, I'll add it to my list of not walking on water or turning wine into water into wine. He's issued an order stating that he will put a cap on how many refugees he's going to allow into the United States. He's cut it to a third of what it was last year. So you see, he's working all angles. He's doing everything he can. while he's doing all this other stuff as well. He's writing these orders, and he's fighting on all fronts. He's like General Nathan Bedford Forrest, another great general, who he's fighting the same way Nathan Forrest fought when his commanders, in the middle of a battle, surrounded by the Union troops, the Federales, they were surrounded. They were outnumbered. They were outgunned. And they said, "General, sir, what is your order?" He said, "Charge." And they said, "Where?" He said, "In every direction." That's a true story, I believe. Charge. Which way? In every direction. And that's what Donald Trump is doing. He's charging in every direction. And he is outnumbered. He is outgunned. But he manages to win. Using many of the features of leadership, Nathan Bedford Forrest, just as an example of a great general. You can think of George S. Patton, another one with that kind of leadership ability. All right, so let's let me give you some more fun from today. We're going to run out of time here before we can deliver all the fun that you need. Matt Gaetz, a great Floridian representing the 1st Congressional District of Florida, where I used to live, Panama City Beach. I used to live there. Matt Gaetz, he's the great congressman, and he was at the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing today. And listen to this. I'm going to be listening to it for the first time myself. I got a little hint of what he might have said, so I'm listening to it myself for the first time. But he apparently clobbered Daniel Goldman, the pathetic counsel for Nadler's demon rats in the Judiciary Committee. So let's all listen together. I'm listening with you.
The last public opinion poll I saw showed Congress had an approval rating at about 9%. By contrast, Muammar Gaddafi had an approval rating at 13%, and his own people dragged him in the streets and killed him. This impeachment process demonstrates the worst in us, and it is depriving us the opportunity to raise our gaze and meet the needs of the American people. Unless you have bipartisan consensus, impeachment is a divisive issue in the country. Many people would think it's being done for political reasons. Nancy Pelosi, May 2018. And here we are in the most partisan presidential impeachment in American history. Matter of fact, when we opened the inquiry, no Republicans voted with the Democrats. And you even had Democrats voting with us in the only bipartisan vote to shut down this impeachment. And that brings us to your role, Mr. Goldman. Are you here as a partisan advocate for the Democrat position, or are you here as a nonpartisan investigator of the facts?
I'm here to present the report that we did on our investigation, which was totally and completely reliant on the actual evidence that we uncovered, the witness testimony, and the documents.
Are you
okay? Now, get ready, folks. Matt Gaetz is going to lower the boom on Daniel Goldman. Smart-ass attorney Daniel Goldman. If you could only see his face. I wonder if he knows what's coming.
Partisan?
I'm not a partisan.
Mr. Castro, how long have you worked for the House?
Since 2005.
And same question, Mr. Goldman.
For the House? Since earlier this year.
Mr. Castro, do you make political donations?
I don't remember any.
Mr. Goldman, same question. Do you make political donations?
I do, sir. I think it's very important.
Matter of fact, you've given tens of thousands of dollars to Democrats, right?
Sir, I think it's very important to support candidates for office. I think our
have you given over $100,000 to Democrats? I just want to know the number. I don't really care the basis. Have you given more than $100,000 to Democrats?
You don't care about it?
The basis. I just want the number. So it's tens of
– I
think Mr.
I don't
Burke –
the number.
Do you know how much money Mr. Burke has given Democrats?
I don't know, and I don't –
Would it surprise you if it's more than $100,000?
Mr. Gaetz, I'm here to talk about this report.
So you gave tens of thousands, and Mr. Burke gave hundreds of, or more than 100,000. Do you think if you'd given more money, you might have been able to ask questions and answer them like Mr. Burke did? I guess it's something you're still pondering. Mr. Castor, have you ever tweeted anything at the president?
No.
Mr. Goldman, same question.
Now, Mr. Castor is the Republican attorney. So he's asking the same question of the Republican and the Democrat attorneys who are before the committee.
I have made a number of tweets in my private capacity before I came to this job when I was working in the media, yes.
Matter of fact, this is one of those tweets, right? And you said, nothing in the dossier is proven false, but in fact, the dossier said that there was a Russian consulate in Miami when there isn't. The dossier said that Michael Cohen had a meeting in Prague when he didn't. The dossier said that Michael Cohen's wife was Russian. She's in fact Ukrainian. And so as we sit here today, where you, I guess, got a tweet mentioning a P-tape, presenting yourself not as a partisan, hired by the Democrats to pursue the president, do you regret this tweet?
Sir, I would be happy to put this investigation up with any of the nonpartisan investigations.
I just want to know if you regret the tweet, Mr. Goldman.
During my 10 years as a federal prosecutor.
Do you regret it?
I hope you read the evidence, and I think you can judge.
You either regret it or you don't regret it, Mr. Goldman. I guess you don't want to answer the question. You know what, Mr. Chairman? Earlier in this hearing, you said in your opening statement that there is nothing more urgent than impeachment right now. This is the most urgent thing we could possibly do. Well, you know what? If you're a senior right now, and you can't afford your prescription drugs, that's more urgent than this. If you're a manufacturer wanting to dominate the Western Hemisphere with the passage of the USMCA, that is more urgent. If you're a farmer who wants to open markets so that your family
now
can survive and thrive.
Let me pause him right there, and I'll read you what the background of this. He has up behind him on a big poster board the quote of a tweet by Daniel Goldman, who's the lead counsel. He was the lead counsel for Adam Schiff, and he's testifying before the Nadler committee. But listen to this. Here it is. Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican Florida, confronted Daniel Goldman, the Democrat counsel for the House Intelligence Committee, during Monday's impeachment hearing over a tweet he posted last year attacking President Donald Trump over his so-called P tape. Now that's. This is in the Christopher Steele dossier, which is the basis for all of this crap that we're experiencing now, and which apparently Michael Horowitz didn't do a very good job on today. We'll have to cover that in another show. The Christopher Steele P-tape, there is alleged that Donald Trump had hookers peeing on a mattress on him in Moscow. This was accepted by John Brennan and James Clapper and James Comey and Peter Strzok. In fact, they created this thing to besmirch with lies Donald Trump. And nobody's been brought to account for this. This is a tweet from Goldman, and Matt Gaetz calls him on it. Was a response to President Trump's criticism of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's impeachment inquiry. Trump had tweeted, this is a tweet from our great president, why aren't Mueller and the 17 angry Democrats looking at the meetings concerning the fake dossier and all of the lying that went on in the FBI and the Department of Justice? This is the most one-sided witch hunt in the history of our country. Fortunately, the facts are all coming out, and fast. It was a tweet from the president. Now, Daniel Goldman, who's the counsel for Adam Schiff, he actually put this tweet out, and nobody's seen it. Somebody, thank goodness, somebody, probably one person like one of you out there, went back and looked through Daniel Goldman's tweets, and here's what he tweeted. Goldman tweeted in response to the president, what lying? Nothing in the dossier has proved to be false, including your P-tape. That's Daniel Goldman. He shouldn't be allowed in the building. He's the lead counsel. Why didn't CNN publicize this fact? But then Daniel Goldman goes on in his tweet, directed at the president. But we can agree that we all look forward to the facts coming out. Everything that has come out so far has shown you to be an out-and-out liar. And that's the lead counsel. Gaetz did not start with the tweet, however. He began by asking Goldman if he thought he was nonpartisan. Goldman replied, under oath, in the affirmative, I am not a partisan. That, folks, is what you call a damn lie. It's a lie. It's a liar. And remember, this great chemist, Niels Herit, was saying yesterday. He said, our civilization is extinct. This is a genius. You're talking about geniuses. And he said, why? Because of the lying. The lying. He says it starts with the lie. And he was referring to World Trade Center 7. If you swallow this lie, if you let people get away with it, that building was brought down by controlled demolition. Look at them yo-yos, that's the way you do it. That's the way you do it. Play the guitar on MTV. MTV. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing. Chicks for free. Okay, we'll be back in a minute. That's the way you
do it. Let me tell you. Damn, guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. We got to install.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand.
Hey, we're back, folks. And you know, I'll tell you, we're having fun here. Talk about fun. I'm just looking at a video here. One of the Army personnel who was imprisoned by these same the general officers of the Army. This is a hell of a story. Apparently, to become a general officer in the U.S. Army, now you have to pass a political correctness test. I've heard colonels saying that you're not, if you're politically incorrect, or uncorrect, as Merle Haggard would say, you're not going to be promoted to general, which means that all of our generals are what? What's your word for that? You know, you have to be the oddball who gets through, sneaks through. So we have worthless generals, and they lied. It was back to that word, lying. They are lying, liars, lying about their Afghan war, which is a failure, an abject failure that cost the lives of thousands of U.S. young men and women, too. And I'm looking at a picture of one of those young men. Oh, he's a handsome guy in his full dress uniform. That's great. Army First Lieutenant Clint Lawrence, one of two U.S. Army officers granted clemency on Friday by Donald Trump, released from prison in Kansas on Friday night and reunited with his family. And here he is hugging his wife and his crying daughters. He was in prison for 6 years, and he was given a 19-year sentence. For being a patriot, for risking his life. Unlike the generals, they don't risk their lives, do they? When's the last time you saw a general you heard of a general who's blown up by an improvised explosive device? But these guys get it. Wow. So that was, I just noticed that. So a lot of breaking news here. The president, these brilliant tweets from the president. It just, I mean, it's just coming at us like a Gatling gun of genius. I don't know how he does it. I can't keep up with it. I'm supposedly a member of Mensa. Supposedly I'm a genius. I can't keep up with this guy. As they say in New Jersey, forget about it. I'm sorry. I don't know what this guy's, what he eats for breakfast. Incredible tweets from the president. This is the news here. If you're not reading the president's Twitter account, you're really missing an incredible achievement. Oh my gosh, I'm seeing tweets that even I haven't seen. He quotes Maria Bartiromo, "The Democrats have thrown a wrecking ball at our democracy." Of course, I know this isn't a democracy, folks, but the point is not everybody knows that. They're throwing a wrecking ball. Her meaning is they've thrown a wrecking ball at our people, at our country, at our civilization. He quotes Mark Levin, "No president in American history has been treated like this." The good stuff doesn't stop. Chris in Las Vegas, I apologize. We didn't get him in. Chris, you got a rain check. If you call tomorrow, I'll put you right on the microphone. And we'll be back here in the Trump Clubhouse again tomorrow night, folks. Good day. Thank you.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.